Jared Wilson once said that affirming the Bible's truthfulness is not the same as trusting its sufficiency. And I'm afraid that we have churches that are full of people who know lots of stories in the Bible, but not necessarily the Savior in a saving way. We live in a Christian culture that says you can consider God's word, but you don't have to keep it, and you can still be a Christian. And my friend, according to Jesus, that's just wrong. So you may be thinking, well, what does that mean for me? Do I keep God's word in this way? Do I learn it and love it and live it in the power of the Spirit? And if the honest answer is no, then there may be two reasons for why you do not keep God's word. The first one is this: you're not born again. That may be the reason. Those who kept God's word did not do so in their own strength, but because they were born again. They were born again by God. They had a new nature, new heart, new desires. They didn't have a cultural religion that they had adhered to. They had a committed relationship that they were devoted to. You know, it doesn't matter how many church camps you go to, how many times you played the shepherd in the Christmas play. None of that really matters. What matters is whether or not you have been born again. So has the Spirit of the living God opened your heart to the reality of your sin and shown you the glory and the goodness of the crucified and risen Savior, Jesus Christ? Have you laid hold of Him? The second reason is that you may not be Spirit-controlled, walking with the Spirit. That might be why you are not keeping the Word of God. You know, we are coming out of a bootstrap generation that attacked everything in life with sweat equity, even the Christian life. And there's much to be said for hard work, but not when it comes to your own sanctification. The hard work of living the Christian life is in resting and abiding in Christ. Many folks will tell you that lots of elbow grease and fortitude is involved in sweat and tears. And I agree that there's lots of sweat and tears involved, but there's no power or strength to keep God's word that way. The way God's word is kept is through the treasuring of God's word as God's word. And now, and the disciples would find out soon enough about the function of the Holy Spirit in their lives to give us the grace to live out God's word, which is what we need and what has been given to us so that we can walk with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family, our missionaries in Costa Rica, and also remember the Romanian Life Word broadcast that's heard in Romania.